Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. Today we'll continue with the article which was written by Dr. Quanta Ahmed, where in it she proved to her audience that Representative Ilhan Omar is anti-Semitic, which actually destroys the propaganda given to us by Professor Todd Green, who claimed that Ilhan Omar is a victim of Islamophobic strategies which were made by the Republicans and Mr. Donald Trump. Don't forget that Dr. Quanta Ahmed claimed that she is a moderate or a Muslim reformer. So without further ado, let us continue with her next comment.
But in reality, Omar deserved all the criticism she received. She invited it on herself by hateful comments that harmed millions of American Jews and America's close and loyal ally, Israel.
I believe the reality is Ilhan Omar is opening some of the American people's eyes to see the truth about Islam. I'm thankful to God because the more she talks, the more she proves what I am trying to teach the American people for the last 28 years. It is one thing for me to say Muslims hate the Jews, Muslims hate the Christians, Muslims hate the people of the West. And another thing that you hear it from the Muslims' own mouth. They hate us. And Ilhan Omar gives me the material which I need to take you back to the Quran to show you why Ilhan Omar hates the Jews. Yes, the Jewish people never harmed her. The Jewish people never did anything wrong to her, not in Somalia, not in Kenya, not even here in America. But she is literally telling us, here is what we Muslims believe. We must hate the Jews, no matter where we come from Somalia or any other country around the world. Allah is teaching us to hate them. And if you want to investigate that in depth, why not just read the Quran? And now, my friends, I want you to listen to the logic which Dr. Ahmed is sharing with us in the next comment.
Had a member of Congress repeatedly attacked Muslims in the way Omar has attacked Jews, he or she would have been rightly condemned and punished. Prestigious congressional committee assignments would have been taken away. And in that case, it would have been perfectly appropriate for Congress to pass a resolution denouncing anti-Muslim xenophobia.
Yes, indeed, my friends. This is the truth. If you can just use your imagination that the President of the United States of America, Donald Trump, or some Christian man or a woman made the same comments Ilhan Omar made against Israel, but in his or her comments, they will attack the Muslims. For sure, whoever this person is will be gone, especially if it was Donald Trump. And if a Jewish man or a woman did the same thing which Representative Ilhan Omar is doing by mocking or belittling the Muslims or Islam, he or she will be also removed, not only from the committees which he or she will be serving on, but he or she will be completely removed from the Congress. This is the reality, and that's what I just shared with you earlier. For you to get away with such crime, you need to be black, Democrat, Muslim, and woman. Because a man will be treated different than a woman. And if you are white, you'll be treated different than being a black. It helps a lot to be in the minority in America. So far, Muslims in America have more benefits than any other group. And if you want to know why, because minorities are very organized, especially the Muslims of America. They are very united. I am amazed that some of these Muslims whom you see standing together in one mosque, praying together. Have you seen them, and where they come from? Their original home countries, Iraq, Syria, Egypt, Yemen, Saudi Arabia. They will be eating each other's flesh, physically eating each other's flesh. But here in America, they are one Muslim group because they have one goal, and that goal is to take over America. And they know if they are divided, they will lose their power. That's why you see them very, very united. If you can use imagination and think about having Christians in America united, like gay and lesbians are, or abortionists are, or even Muslims are, trust me, there will be a great revival in America, and we can take back America to our Constitution first and to Christ. But in simple words, as I have shared with you before, when the Congress addressed the problem we have with Representative Ilhan Omar and her anti-Semitic comments and tweets, they did not do what is right. This resolution which they passed, it did not punish Ilhan Omar, but it actually punished all of us, especially those who believe in our First Amendment. But for now, let's go back to Dr. Ahmed to see what else she's going to share about this problem.
There is no reason not to react then the same way when a House member embraces anti-Semitic tropes in her speech that have been responsible for discrimination, expulsion, and mass murder of Jews for thousands of years. The Holocaust, which claimed 6 million innocent Jewish lives, took place within the lifetimes of millions of older Americans. And it was just in October that a gunman, seething with hatred for Jews, killed 11 of them at prayer in a Pittsburgh synagogue.
First of all, we have to know that Representative Ilhan Omar, like most Muslims who live on planet Earth, they do not believe that the Holocaust ever took place. They think it's just a made-up story to bring compassion to the Jewish people whom they hate and they want to get rid of. As well as they do not believe that Muslims have anything to do with killing the Jews during the Holocaust. And moderate people, or those who call themselves reformer Muslims, like Dr. Ahmed here, also do not believe that Muhammad ever gives the orders for Muslims to kill the Jews. And if there was any killing ever took place in the past history of the Jews by the hand of the Muslims, it is simply because they were killed by radical Muslims, which they call Islamists. But here is the fact. During the last 10 years of Muhammad's life, thousands of Jewish people have been killed by the hand of Muhammad and his followers. For example, if you go to Quran chapter 33, verses 26 and 27, we know of the killing of between 700 to 900 Jewish men in one afternoon in the battle which is known concerning Bani Qurayza. These are the Jewish people of Qurayza. And from the teaching of the Quran, we know that there are many battles won by the Muslims against the Jews, which were led sometime by Muhammad himself and other times with other leaders whom Muhammad put in charge. And as you study the history of the Muslims in the last 1400 years, you know for sure about the thousands and thousands of Jewish people who were killed by the hand of Muslim Khalifat. These are the political leaders who came after Muhammad. And that goes all the way until the days of the Holocaust. For there we know for sure that the Muslim Mufti of Jerusalem met with the wicked evil Hitler of Germany as they plotted together to plan for the annihilation of thousands, if not millions, of the Jews who live everywhere else beside the 6 million which Hitler killed. This is the nature of the evil of Hitler and Muslims. They both hate the Jews and they desire to annihilate them. Because I believe deep in my heart that the same devil whom Hitler worshipped by the name Satan, he is the same God whom the Muslim worship by the name Allah, who insists throughout the teaching of the Quran, especially as we said in the final orders he gave to Muhammad. Just simply read chapter 8 and chapter 9 in the Quran, which Muslims claim that Muhammad received in the last year of his life. In these chapters, we see the blueprint which Hitler used to try to annihilate the Jews from the face of the earth.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
And now we ask the question. Why the media did not tie Ilhan Omar to the shooting which took place in Pittsburgh, where 11 Jewish people were also killed? Imagine with me, if it was me speaking in the same city and somebody threw a rock on a window in some mosque, or somebody start a simple fire in the entry of a mosque, or maybe say somebody put some pig's blood near the property of the mosque, as some weird Americans do. You know what the media will do? It is Usama Dakdok's fault. It is the Straight Way of Grace Ministry fault, because I am a hate monger, I am an Islamophobe, and I am a racist. That's exactly what the media have been writing about me in many of the places I spoke in as we travel to speak all over America. When Ilhan Omar made these comments and writes these tweets, which openly she show her hatred towards the Jews, and then you get this shooting and this killing of the Jewish people, not one media in America will ever dare to say that there is any ties between Ilhan Omar teachings and comments and these attacks on the Jewish people. You know why? Let me remind you again. It is simply because Representative Ilhan Omar is a black, a woman, a Muslim, and a Democrat. Usama Dakdok is not, for he is a Christian conservative who stand to speak the truth about Islam. And when he says this, we quick to judge him to be a hate monger, an Islamophobe, not a true warner for the American people to make sure that what is happening to the Jews will not be happening to the rest of us who live here in America by the hand of the same Muslims who believe that the hatred to Israel is just the hatred to the small devil, and the hatred of America is the hatred of Satan himself, as they have been taught in their cult, the cult of Islam. Now let us listen carefully to the next very important statement of Dr. Ahmed concerning words.
Anti-Semitic violence is not a thing of the past. Words are weapons, and when the words are anti-Semitic, they can be lethal and inspiring some individuals to take the next step and turn to violence against Jews.
Did you hear Dr. Ahmed? She is telling us anti-Semitic violence is not a thing of the past, which means it's still happening today. And she is telling us a very important fact for the reasons why violence have been committed against the Jews in the past and even today. And that is because of words. As she said, words are weapons. And when the words are anti-Semitic, they can be lethal, inspiring some individuals to take the next step and turn to violence against Jews. Can you imagine with me? Here is a Muslim lady, or someone who claimed to be a Muslim, is telling us the entire root of the problem of the anti-Semitic movement, which we see in the world for the last 1,400 years. It's because of words. But instead of I'm saying, let's go kill the Jews, Jews are our enemy, it is Allah Almighty, the God which Muslims worship and serve by their own life, by their own blood. Allah in the Quran gave Muslim words. These words are in verses, and these verses are in chapters. And throughout the Quran, Allah is giving these weapons. Yes, it is words which are used as weapons. Not only Allah orders the Muslim people to hate the Jews and to kill the Jews, but even Muhammad, his messenger, the only perfect prophet whom Muslims follow his noble example, he also gives the Muslims the orders. He also gives the Muslims the words in his sentence, wherein he said, you must annihilate the Jews from Saudi Arabia, and you must annihilate them from the face of the earth. And in case someone may misunderstand what Muhammad meant by what he said, he actually put his words in action, and he showed it to his followers in his days as he committed atrocities against the Jews of his days. That is when Muhammad annihilated many of the Jewish cities and villages in the Saudi Arabia Peninsula, and took it over and turned it to Islamic societies. And I don't want to repeat myself, my dear friends, but I beg you, please, read the Quran. Look for the words where in it we learn about the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians, and how much hatred was put into the words of the Quran. And I wonder if Dr. Ahmed has ever read the Quran, or if she ever even prayed as a Muslim woman. Because if she prayed at least once in her life, she would know exactly how Allah said in Quran chapter 1, verse 6. That is a chapter Muslims repeat in their prayers, in which they declare that the Jews are those whom the wrath of Allah is against. They are the one whom Allah cursed. And Christians are lost. And the command throughout the pages of the Quran for every Muslim believer, by these lethal words which Muslims carry throughout the last 1400 years, to kill the Jews and to kill the Christians, to fulfill their duty before Allah. They are waiting for the end of time. And they know that Muhammad once again said to them that the day of judgment will not come until the Muslims will kill the last Jew. Notice the words of Muhammad. They will be killing the last Jew, not some Jews, but the last one. That even the rocks will cry out and the trees will cry out, oh Muslim faithful, there is a Jew hiding behind me, come and behead him. These are the words, Dr. Ahmed, which I'm talking about. These are the words which you may be ignorant of, but that is Islam. This is the foundation of the hatred of the Muslims to the Jews and all non-Muslims. Maybe it's time for Dr. Ahmed to read the Quran, to study the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith, to learn about these words, which are weapons, which are used by Muslim believers as lethal to commit violence against the Jews all over the world. Now, after we know about the power of the words, let us listen to the comments of Dr. Ahmed concerning the words of Representative Ilhan Omar. As she said,
Omar's anti-Semitism has been in full-throated, open display, entirely consistent with the crude Islamist neo-anti-Semitism that typifies the indoctrinated Islamist.
So here are two opposite comments. The first one is Representative Ilhan Omar had given us plenty of words, plenty of crude Islamist neo-anti-Semitism. But on the other hand, this have nothing to do with Islam, ladies and gentlemen, because this is just the agenda of the Islamists. Who are the Islamists? This is a question American people need to ask when Muslim like Dr. Ahmed say Islamist. We need to stop them and say, excuse me, what do you mean Islamist? Who are the Islamists you're talking about? And you'd be better to know the words of Allah in the Quran and the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith. These are the weaponry words which Muslims use for the destruction of the Jews, Israel first, and America second. Just I received an email this morning where a man is asking for advice about a group is called Ahmadi Muslim. You may have heard of them. And he said that Muslim imam in that Ahmadi gathering meet with the people in the community and explain to them that they are the true Muslim believers, the beloved peaceful ones, not like the Muslim Sunni or the Muslim Shiite who are very radical. Brother Usama, what question I can ask that Muslim Ahmadi Imam to expose his propaganda? I said to him, it's very simple. Just ask him two questions. Question number one, do you believe in a different Quran than that which the Sunni and the Shia believe in? The second question, do you believe in a different Muhammad than the Muhammad whom the Sunni and the Shiite believe in as a prophet? Believe it or not, that Muslim Imam Ahmadi will tell you that they believe in the same Quran and that they believe in the same prophet. Now let us bring the words of Allah in the Quran and the words of Muhammad in the saying in the hadith and represent them to this Ahmadi or to Dr. Ahmed here and ask him specifically, this is what Allah said in the Quran and this is what Muhammad said in the Hadith. Why do you reject the action of the Muslims whom you call Islamists by creating this propaganda new word by telling us that they're not Muslims? Maybe it's time for the Ahmadi Muslim of America and Dr. Ahmed, who is, by the way, a Sunni from Pakistan, who lived in Saudi Arabia, as we shared with you, a whole entire year of her life. Then we must ask them, why do you reject the actions of the Muslim believers who are simply following the command and the teaching of Allah and Muhammad? The words which they received in the Quran and in the Hadith, which teach them nothing but to hate the Jews and to hate the Christians and to kill the Jews and to kill the Christians. That's how we can end the propaganda of those who so-called moderate Muslims in America under whatever name they gave to themselves. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again in our next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.